The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, is here for her tech takeover again. TLDR, too long, didn't read. What is it this week, Jess?
I'd actually recommend you read it in full.
Wow, okay.
It's a piece in the New York Times today, written by the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, and he is one of the most senior health officials in the US. And he is calling for warning labels to appear on social media akin to what we know and see on cigarette packets.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying that there is no proof, no fundamental proof that social media is not damaging our young people. And by having warning labels appear on different social media platforms, it would remind parents and indeed the young people that this can negatively impact your mood. He's saying that the anxiety and depression levels of young people in America is going through the roof. They are seeing a steady increase in young people presenting with symptoms. And he fundamentally believes that social media is tied to that and that by having these warnings, it could make a difference.
And has he spelled out or has he drawn a picture for us as to how this might look? I mean, if you open your TikTok or your Twitter or your Instagram, what's going to appear?
It would be a banner label, similar enough to, you know, the little ads. If you're on, if you're reading an online news outlet on your phone, very often there's a little banner with an ad that appears at the bottom.
Yeah.
So it would be something similar to that. But he's calling for
this is giving you anxiety. This is making you depressed.
Yeah, and he is saying, and this is just one of the quotes that jumped out at me. He said, "In an emergency, you don't have the luxury to wait for perfect information. You assess the available facts, you use your best judgment, and you act quickly. The mental health crisis among young people is an emergency, and social media has emerged as an important contributor."
Mm.
And so he wants very clear banners to pop up across the Meta platforms. So whether that is Facebook or Instagram, across TikTok, on YouTube, on any platform where we know there are young people. And I have to say, like, I don't know if you spend time on Instagram Reels, but I do. I have this really bad habit where I can sit down on the couch, open my phone, and all of a sudden half an hour will have gone by where I just have watched junk on Instagram Reels. But every now and then,
what does the algorithm keep feeding you?
Well,
out of curiosity.
At the moment, it's all running content. It's how to get more done in your day. And then it's paint colours and how to match
productivity, painting and running.
I'm like such an interesting person. But you know what pops up every now and then, and it does stop me in my tracks? There are certain content creators and they start a video sitting in a chair like the one you're sitting in now.
Yeah.
And they just go, "Hey, lower your shoulders. Take your tongue off the top of your mouth. Rest your tongue.
Okay.
Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
Get off your phone." And that little reminder to catch yourself, cop yourself on and put the phone away.
But do you do it?
I do.
Do you really? Because I follow this kind of doom scrolling bot on Twitter that every now and then, you know, it appears in your feed and it tells you, you know, you could be out enjoying the sunshine or whatever, but you're doom scrolling. And I just find that if I move my finger in an upward direction in contact with the screen, it disappears and is replaced by fresh content.
No, I need to be told to get off the phone. And so I do think these labels would make a difference. Like, I know I'm not a teenager. I'm a fully grown adult. And I know that when I'm feeling crap, spending 20 minutes on Instagram makes me feel crapper.
Mm.
And I know that the algorithm doesn't have my best interests at heart all the time.
Oh, I bet you found some paint colours on it, though.
I have.
You see some paint inspo.
Lovely teal.
I mean, it's easy to criticise, but...
Listen, I just think it's an interesting one. And I do wonder, you know, that analogy of it being akin to cigarettes and having similar labelling, it really struck me. And I would recommend the piece. It's in today's New York Times.
Have those big tech companies responded yet?
Not as of yet.
Okay.
Now, look, this is something that they're... I think all the platforms will say that they are making efforts to try and make platforms safer for younger people. There are screen time tools. There are different barriers and boundaries that kids can put, younger people can put in place on their social media. But whether they do it or not is something different. This would be a non-optional thing.
What is your tech tip this week?
Speaking of paint colours.
Okay.
There are so many apps now that mm-hmm. offer augmented reality, AR, within them. So for example, if you were trying to decide what colour to paint your kitchen, if you download the Dulux app, you can tap the wall that you want to paint and it'll send you a projection using your actual room to give you an idea of what the colour will look like.
People are guessing what's going on. A big thing might be going on in Jess's life and all the stuff that she's talking about. Anyway, you do sofas as well? A lot of the sofa companies?
A lot of sofa companies. IKEA have it.
Corner of your room with a nice chaise-long. Go well there.
Exactly. It gives you a really good idea of the space that you have, what you're working with.
Lying on it. Paint me like one of your French girls, Jack.
Oh, God almighty. Anyway, also IKEA are doing it. Amazon are doing it. I just think it's a really good idea if you're trying to buy anything big that is going to take up space in your home or clash with, you know, whether it is a paint colour to go with your couch colour or whatever it might be, use AR. It is so handy.
All right. What is your tech rec then this week?
It's quite an upsetting one. You know Alex Jones?
Oh, this is the guy who said Sandy Hook, the massacre was a hoax.
Mm. This is a brilliant 2-hour documentary from HBO. I watched it last night. It's called The Truth versus Alex Jones. And you meet the families of the children who died at Sandy Hook.
Oof.
And they detail, it's very, like I bawled my way through it. But it's really important because you see the impact that misinformation and disinformation have on humans. You see the size of the megaphone that Alex Jones had. You see the arrogance of the man. You see how he behaved in court. And it's one of the most sort of, it really, really struck me, I suppose. And I think it's not a cheery, sunny Wednesday night watch.
I haven't watched it. Answer me this, because I always wonder, does he believe it?
No, and this is the thing, and this is why it's so interesting. His business manager testified, right? Yeah. And they say that they could see a correlation between when he said something extreme like Sandy Hook was a hoax and the sales on InfoWarsStore.com. So they sold more of his vitamins that he sells on his store on nights where he said extreme things. And so he was saying stuff for a reaction. Now, he kind of flip-flops his opinions throughout the court cases because there were two. But at its essence, my key takeaway was he was chasing clicks. He was chasing, you know, purchases from his online store and wanted to stir the pot.
Right. Interesting. It is called The Truth versus Alex Jones. Available
on HBO. So if you've got Sky, you've got it, or indeed on Now TV.
The Truth versus Alex Jones. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Jess, as always, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.